on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you! I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. Sends its love and compassion.
God bless America!
To everybody who is here. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for making the nation proud. And may God bless America.
And welcome back to a special, special show, Remembering 9/11. We're spending the entire show, folks, on talking about the events of 16 years ago. And we have a whole host of community leaders and elected officials calling on to give us their perspective on how we, as Americans and as Long Islanders, because Long Island was so affected by this, it was our neighbors and our friends and our family that were lost on that fateful day 16 years ago. Many of us know so many people that lost their lives that day. And on the line with us right now is New York State Assemblyman Dean Murray. Assemblyman Murray, a regular on this program, had asked him to just call on very quickly, you know, to help us all get a perspective on this, because so many of us are reflecting on this day, and there's just so much out there in the social media that I wanted to try to bring this all together. Assemblyman Murray, you're on the program. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom. And boy, listening to that clip, if that doesn't choke you up, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm a little tongue-tied today. You know, usually I could rapid fire and I'm having a problem with this. And, you know, in the sense of going back in time and thinking how this left such an indelible mark upon our psyche. And more importantly, how we as a country changed. You know, what are your thoughts? What are your reflections on this day? Assemblyman Murray.
Boy, I remember the day like it was yesterday. I know it's a cliche, but I was in my business office. I was not in elected office at the time. I was in my business office in Quorum, actually, at the time. Our office was there, and I remember that morning thinking, what a beautiful morning. Mm. I mean, it was a beautiful September morning. And one of my coworkers came running in. We had the radio on and said, did you hear what happened? And I remember thinking the same thing that I think most people thought. We thought it was just a small single-engine Cessna, and a pilot just did something crazy and got off course or something, and it was an accident. But obviously it was so much more. And I remember just throughout the day we stopped working. I mean, there was no work done that day. At that point, we were huddled around listening to what else was happening when we heard then about the Pentagon. I have family near D.C. I have family in Pennsylvania. So automatically we started, I'm making phone calls, reaching out to family members when we realized that this was a coordinated attack on our country. And obviously we closed the office and everybody went home. But it was the thought then was be with your loved ones, be with your families, and pull together and come together as one. And that's my memory of it. It's very vivid.
And when we think about just the impact that we had, I mean, we have a lot of veterans out there. We have a lot that just offers so much. You know, my thought is, what's the best way for us as Long Islanders? Should we keep remembering? I mean, there was some criticism when some folks heard, oh, well, you're doing this show. Well, it's not a good idea. Why should, you know, we need to get past this. But I don't believe that, Assemblyman.
No.
I believe that we need to keep this out there for future generations so it's never forgotten.
See, you hit it on the head. It's for future generations. It's more important now with the divide that we feel in this country, with the animosity out there, and at times even the anger and hatred out there, we need to remember, just as importantly as we remember September 11th, we need to remember September 12th. September 12th, that was the day when it didn't matter your party affiliation, your sexual preference, the color of your skin, your religion, it didn't matter. What mattered was we were all Americans. We were all together. We were human beings helping each other. And there weren't questions asked. The only question was, how can I help? When we went outside on September 12th, you couldn't, I mean, there were American flags flying as far as the eye can see. There was pride. There was us coming together, and we sent a message to the rest of the world that said, you can knock down our buildings, you can attack us, you can hurt us, but when we come together as one, when we come together as the United States of America, we cannot and will not ever be defeated. We will be the greatest nation, and we are the greatest nation on earth. But the kids today, they need to hear about what happened right after September 11th.
Therein lies our strength. You know, I'm noticing a picture that you posted, I believe, on the social media with the Statue of Liberty in the backdrop of the World Trade Center. I think that says it all.
That's it. It's what we can be. That is the American dream. And although it was horrific, it was terrible, it was cowardly, and it was tragic, out of that, we came together. And it showed the power of this great nation and the people of this great nation. It showed what we can be and what we are when we come together as one. And I think we can never forget that. We need to make sure our next generation and the generation after that, that yes, that they learn about what happened, but they also learn about what we did as a nation, the way we came together. That is just as important. And so I commend you for doing the show today, and I commend everyone, as the supervisor said a few minutes ago. I know there are a lot of ceremonies taking place. I urge you to please go to one. I'll be in Bellport this evening at the ceremony there. I urge everyone to go and be together. Be together.
Wow. You know, that's so well said. I mean, you're right. There's been a lot of divisiveness starting last year and, of course, what took place in Charleston. But this is what we need to talk about. And this is what we need to really act upon, because we are a United States. We are a united people.
That's right. And when we come together, we are the greatest nation on earth.
Exactly. Once again, Assemblyman Dean Murray helping us out with our Remembering 9/11. Assemblyman Murray, you have a great day. And, you know, again, that ceremony you go to tonight, it's got to be very poignant and just, you know, a great thing to do.
Hey, thank you, Tom. And God bless the United States of America.
Absolutely. Assemblyman Dean Murray. Again, we have a whole host. Also, the lines are open, 631-451-1039. If you want to reflect any way that you can, that you feel you need to do. Because I think that when we go back to that time, and the fact that we're so close to New York City, and that many of us actually saw the towers and saw what had taken place. And I know my own personal references was I was working as a police officer at that point, and the system was being pulled upon because police officers were needed from Nassau and Suffolk County. And I know I was assigned at the time to actually work the Sunrise Highway, because Highway Patrol was involved in moving blood into the Red Cross centers, also moving family members of the Fire Department of the City of New York and New York City Police Department. We in Suffolk County helped with that effort to bring the family members closer in to be with or to find out the fate, in many cases, to find out the fate of their loved ones. Many of us don't remember, but it's 16 years ago, people did carry cell phones. I thought that that was before the cell phone era, and it certainly was not. And that what happened was when the news hit, and could you imagine you had a family member, New York City Police Department or Fire Department, City of New York, and you knew they were getting off at 8 o'clock in the morning from their midnight shift. And usually they called you, I'll be home, or, they'll tell you something about the shift, and you didn't hear from them. And you called their cell phone, you got no answer, and you got no answer, and you got no answer. And they didn't arrive home in the morning, and you knew what was going on. Of course, the worry and the agony and the mental anguish that took place from the folks, from the family members of those great heroes. And so it was just something that We were involved in that in many different ways in trying to unite the families because there was just so much chaos going on. But at the same time, we came together and we organized, as Assemblyman Murray just had said. And that seems to be a major focus of this, is our unity and how we are a great nation. And unfortunately, we spend this time with this divisiveness and we don't remember the common core and the common values. You know, and I'll reference Senator Croce and, of course, Supervisor Ed Romaine and now Assemblyman Murray, all essentially saying the same thing, that that there was a unification here, a unity of purpose. And that purpose was to, to revenge, because it wasn't like that. It was an attack upon our ideals, an attack upon our liberties. And I referenced a photo that Assemblyman Murray posted of the Statue of Liberty superimposed over the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers. And it was about liberty. It was about a way of life that that was attacked. President Bush said that. And essentially brought that out in his remarks that we played earlier, is that it was an attack upon our way of life. And our way of life, if you think about it, when you think about the goodness of America and you think about how we abide by our rights and our liberties and our freedoms, and how this became a diversified country, a country where people can come and essentially express their points of view from religion and so on, and to be attacked that way. And as the years have passed, we learn who this enemy is, an enemy that just does horrific things. And I don't even want to talk about how they perfect in their minds their philosophies or what they believe in and so on. And it's so alien to a civilized and decency. And that became, you know, the focus point of our cause. And our cause is still there. Now, on the line with us is Sarah Anker. Sarah is the Suffolk County legislator from the 6th Legislative District. Sarah has agreed to participate in our Remembering 9/11. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'll tell you, I'm a little tongue-tied today because we've been playing clips from that fateful day 16 years ago. And I'm having, usually I can get rapid-fire information out there, but I'm just having a little difficult time remembering. It's just, even 16 years later, there's pain involved in this. And so I guess I'll put it on you as a Suffolk County legislator, as our elected official, and someone who's on the show quite a bit. You know, what do you think is the best way for Americans, and Long Islanders particularly, because we're a bedroom community of New York City where these horrific attacks occurred. What is the best way for us to remember this?
Well, I think we're going through, we continue with the feeling of the pain. You know, we went through so much loss. You know, it was 16 years ago. My daughter is 16. She was in an infant car carrier. I was at the supermarket. I was, when I heard what had happened, and someone actually, one of the ladies that was shopping, she goes, "Did you hear?" And here I am with this tiny little baby, and I have two children, additional children in preschool and the elementary school. I went in survival mode. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how can we get past this? But the point is, we are healing, but we're still in that process. And we're seeing it right now. You know, I'm from Central Florida. I've been in touch with relatives and friends, and fortunately, you know, they're getting through this. Hurricane Irma.
Yes.
And what happens when you deal with these challenging situations, you really understand the true nature of humanity. We are here to help each other. We are here to get past some of these horrific events. But I also think we're here to learn. Now, we need to learn that, you know, when these things happen, like the 9/11 event, we can't just go right on in there and breathe that toxic air. We've unfortunately had to learn that now there must be a better process. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of folks in my district that have suffered and that have cancer and that are dealing with the after effects. So, and you have to give these folks credit because they literally have put their lives on the line, and they are our true heroes, and the men and women. And I just want to, let our audience know how thankful I am for, you know, the first responders and all the folks that have donated, that have volunteered, the fire departments that have taken those big bars of steel and made memorials.
That's right. Yeah.
So we don't forget. We can remember the efforts that they made.
You know, you raised a good point that we can't close the door on this because there are people still. There have been these health effects that have taken place after 9/11 for those people that were involved in the recovery efforts that took place that went on for months. Volunteers from the police department, from local citizens and so on, that ended up contracting different types of diseases from it. So it's not over. And I'm still reading about funerals that are taking place that they are attributing certain cancers to take place that have happened as a result of people in their efforts. It's in 9/11.
Right, but I got to tell you though, the memorial, I was there about 3-4 weeks ago. It's stunning. Mm. It's absolutely beautiful. You feel the energy, and it's a strange energy. It's you know that we've overcome to some point, but that we have more to do. We have, you know, we may have our lives to live while others died in the tragedies. But we're here for a reason. We're exactly. here to keep humanity going in the right direction and making sure that, you know, we're all part of the understanding that we're here to look out for one another. We may be different, you know, like I think Dean Murray was on previously.
Yes.
You know, we're different in color and race and religion and politics and all that stuff. And it tends to create a divisiveness. But we're all one
exactly.
humanity, and we need to focus on that. And that's what's most important.
We should never forget. Every year we should bring it up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I think that's that important. Once again, Sarah Anka, Suffolk County Legislator, 6th Legislative District. What we're doing is we're reflecting on 16 years ago today. Sarah, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm going to say enjoy your day, but I'm going to say reflect on your day today.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, when we get back, obviously we have more to come on this. I have more individuals lined up, elected officials, community leaders. Also, we'll take your call, 631-451-1039, on what this day means. A lot going on across the country about this. You know, some people say, well, shouldn't it be like the 20th anniversary, 25th? Why did we have to do it on? Well, you know, the 16 years. The thing is this, and it's being said by everyone that's coming on, that there's a lot that we value that we take back from this, and that is the unity of all Americans. I can remember September 12th, the day after. You never saw so many American flags, and it was the flying of the flag that was symbolic of the unity and how we all felt about each other and how we're going to go in the very, very critical days ahead, and resulting in two wars that this country got involved in, and the way in which we dealt with that, and the incredible volunteerism of the American people to join, particularly among our young men and women who joined the military, to essentially represent all that is good in this world. And that's, you know, essentially what it did. When we get back from our break, more individuals will be calling on and reflecting on what this day means. Now, before we break, Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation. Can you imagine your doctor orders an X-ray or an EKG or an ultrasound, and you don't have to go anywhere. They travel, not the patient. That is their motto. One thing they recognize are veterans. Veterans are now covered. All insurances are covered. Just think about it. If you need to get this X-ray, you can just stay in your own home. They come there. It's Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation. It's 800-684-5800. They come to you. No waiting, no appointments, no travel. Same day service. Their website is epxray.com, or you can give them a call at 800-684-5800. And also the Civil Service Employees Association. They are New York's leading public service union. They want to make New York a better place for all of us. CSEA represents 265,000 workers in New York State. 48,000 of them can be found right here on Long Island. They are your bus drivers, groundskeepers, and clerical staff. They plow and pave your streets, clean your office buildings. They provide child care and care for the mentally and physically disabled. From Buffalo to Brookhaven, CSEA members work hard for all of us. They never quit serving our communities and fighting for working people. Nick Lamort, president. Once again, when we get back, we're going to continue on with the discussion of the events of 16 years ago today. We're actually going to have Felix Grucci. He was the congressman at the time. That was a very key component. You know, again, that was the center of, remember, there was an attack upon the Pentagon. The congressional building, the Capitol building was actually targeted. And Felix Grucci, congressman from the old 1st Congressional District, is going to be going on. We're going to take a short break reflecting on this day 16 years ago. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. You're listening to Your Island here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom. They can't take that.